Okay. Now let's look at verse 9 one more time. Now that he ascended, now he that ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth from this point on be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. See, we operate like the Lord. We have to be covenant appropriate. From whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working of the in the measure of every part, making increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. See, we strengthen each other when we do our part. I don't have to do your part unless something happened to you or you fall short and God may cause me to do somebody else's part. But whoever's doing that part, we work together as a team. We're operatives of the same cause. He said, this I say therefore, and testify the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind. See, you can't operate like Jesus and think like Satan. You got to kill that thought the way you think. If it's like Satan, you kill those thoughts. Reject them, all of them. Never do anything for vainglory. But when we work together, we don't. I told a friend of mine, you know, we was talking about ministers that may not even associate together in the same city. As they yield to the Lord, they work together. They want to preach. See, people know people. They go to different churches. And sometimes the pastor over at the Baptist church may say something at the Pentecostal church or the Methodist church. But they all yielded to the Holy Spirit that day, and the work comes together. See, you got to look, you know, it's one body, one baptism. Never forget that. Don't get so caught up in labels and denominations, because we're one body, no matter what label you got out on your building. Still one body, and it's spiritual. So he said, this I say therefore, 17, and testify the Lord that ye henceforth walk from this point on, walk not as the other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind, having their understanding darkened. You don't need your understanding to be dark, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. But ye have not so learned in Christ. You didn't get that from Jesus. Verse 21. If so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off everything concerning the former conversation of the old man. I added the word everything. That's like it. That ye put off concerning the former conversation of the old man, which and everything that goes with that life, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. You're going to have to get used to the fact that you're like in God's eyes. You're just like Jesus. And the name of Jesus that you speak is the same as Jesus. So if you share the heart of him, and you can be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Stop trying to figure out how God's going to do it. Just yield to him and let him work through you. And when you have a need, believe him. Do things, make preparations to believe him. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. You can have everything he gave you. It's a grace, and he wants you to have it. Then he said, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. This is your new life. You got a new life. Do new things. New wine, new wineskins. New wineskins. Both are preserved. New life, do new things. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, that came from the world. Speak every man truth with his neighbor. If you have problems, if you used to lie a lot, and it's a bad habit, and you're trying to kill that habit system, appeal to the Lord for help. Put away lying. He will help you put away lying, for instance, and anything else that's worldly. Speak every man truth with his neighbor. If you have trouble speaking right, doing right, be quiet and ask God for, don't ignore a weakness. Ask God to help you kill the weakness with the strength. He said, for we are members one of another. Act like it. Just operate according to the love of God and you'll be safe. Be angry and sin not. See, I was angry with Satan, but I had to learn not to hate people. Satan is a person. So I had to be angry and sin not. And I didn't want to be motivated by anger, wanting to kill him. I wanted to expose him for what he is. And I do pray for revenge against him and his kind. Why? Because he don't get to throw a rock and hit me upside the head. I'm going to tell the Lord, and I want revenge. The Lord said, vengeance is mine. And I want, whatever he do against me, whenever he aggravate me, I pray for people. I said, Lord, help me pray for some people. Help me pray. I start praying for people that I care about and situations that need to happen. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down on your wrath, neither give place to the devil. The Lord gave me a message saying, let the devil have nothing. Then he said this. See, we got to disassociate with our worldly life that was of the past. He said, let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needs. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearers. I want the love of God to be represented. I want to represent his love full time. If you want to be a full-time minister and you still have a job, you can still be a full-time minister if you live a full-time life. Your wool suit work enhances your ability to perform in ministry. See, when you're sweating, you out there. I'm not ashamed of preachers that still have a job. That's fine. But be full-time by doing good. So he said, let no communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearers. See, we're here to live by the love of God, and we can attract people in the kingdom of God. Now watch verse 30. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, wrath, and anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you. And you got to do that with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. He will help you be covenant appropriate. And you know, when the Father put him above all kingdoms in heavenly places, I like what he did. Jesus, let me look at it again. Verse 9. Now he that ascended, what is it that he also descended first to the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. Now watch this. He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and teach us. Read 11 again. Psalm apostles, that's 1. Psalm prophets, 2. Psalm evangelists, 3. Psalm pastors, 4. And teachers, 5. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. When David, we'll end with this, when David fought Goliath, he went and got 5 smooth stones and took him down and used his own sword and cut his head off. Jesus gave 5 types of ministry to his kingdom, to his body, to edify itself and build up. We got to do things God's way. If we do, we have unlimited everything. You don't have to be that smart. Now, that don't mean don't learn. Don't be a student. That means if you've been given a grace, use it. If you've been given, learn everything you can. Don't be a lazy student. But you don't have to be the smartest guy in the room to be covenant appropriate. You just have to yield to the Lord and obey him. And my new definition for obedience is prompt faithfulness. So consider these things and do all that God will give you. Be covenant. Till next, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our wonderful covenant Lord.